So we've spent some time talking about how churches are handling some dwindling participation in their churches. And it's interesting, the story out of Minnesota. It's out of Cottage Grove, which is a suburb of St. Paul. And what they are doing in order to attract young families, they're being kind of proactive about who they don't want to attend church anymore.
Proactive, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
sure some parishioners would put it another way.
They're being really direct about it. So out of the AP, a struggling Minnesota church is asking its older parishioners to leave in hopes of making it more attractive to young families. Grove United Methodist Church in Cottage Grove is closing in June with plans to relaunch in November. Most of the current members are over 60 years old. They will be invited to worship elsewhere.
That's another great euphemism. They're invited to go away.
Yeah. The church is asking that they stay away for 2 years, then consult the pastor about reapplying. I've never heard of a church doing this. But as we talk about this, some of you are more loyal churchgoers than John and I are. And if you want to talk to us about the struggles that your church is having, if you even see it as a struggle, I don't think every church sees it as a problem, you know, that you're just open to whoever you're open to. And if you don't attract new members, then that's not a problem. But is your church doing anything to get more people in your church? I mean, that's how your church survives, whether it's young people or not.
And think about what this says, because essentially what they're saying is not just there's too many old people here. What they're saying is there's too many old people here and young people don't want to be around you.
Because, yeah, you are here and therefore we'd rather you go away for 2 years and reapply to get back in.
And then we'll let you know.
Then we'll see if we let you back in. In other words, if in the next 2 years we have built up participation enough from young people, we don't want you back. And if we're still struggling and need your money, then we'll take you.
Exactly. And think about somebody who's been worshiping in that church for 30 years.
And it's such a, and some of you know this a lot better than we do, but my grandmother, devout Catholic, went to the same church probably 50 years, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, once you pick a church home, that is your church home. A lot of these people in the suburb have probably been going to this church since they were kids and stayed and then kept going to that church. What do you mean you invite them to go to a different church? You're not inviting them. You're telling them to get their butts out and go somewhere else.
I also think, I mean, it may be the most misguided move simply because it's the wrong, they're pointing at the wrong symptom. It's the wrong problem, because I don't know anybody who has ever said, boy, you know, we tried a new church out this weekend. I'm not sure if we're going to stay, though. Too many of the parishioners are old guys.
Yeah.
If you have a problem attracting young people to your church, I don't think it's the fact that there's that many old people already there.
What do you think the problem is?
I don't know. I think there's a zillion influences out there. Probably the most prominent one is that it's just becoming less common for young people to go to any church at all.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The numbers, and you know, I'm not going to say it should be like that or it shouldn't be, or talk about, you know, the reasons why young people are going away. But if you look at the numbers of who goes, it's not people in their 20s.
So what some churches are doing, and we talked about this probably 6 months ago, where The Pitch here in Kansas City did a really in-depth story about how some young people do want to stay involved with their church, like after they go away to college, but they're having, basically churches are having to tech it up a bit.
Yes.
And offer their services more on apps, and they're making it available on mobile devices, and they're having to get out of the mentality that you have to show up for your one service or your two services on Sunday and offer that message in multiple ways. You got to reach the people where they are. And young people maybe are not going. They're not going to show up. But they will listen to the message and participate, just not by sitting in a pew.
And donate, which is the most important thing, because a lot of those church apps, the ones that have teched it up, like you said, obviously they have PayPal, Venmo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where you can donate just by clicking a button.
Right. Right. And so not everybody likes that. Not everybody likes that churches are being a little more tech friendly. Some people are just more traditional and don't like it. But we have some really big congregations here. And quite frankly, it's not just young people that take advantage of that. If you have older members of the church that are now going into nursing homes or can't leave their house or the weather is bad, a lot of churches will stream their services, and that helps everybody more than just young people.
Not terribly surprising that everybody on the text line so far hates this place. They hate this church a lot.
But hear them out. Hear them out. You may not like their tactic, but hear them out. They're trying to get younger participation because you'd rather have a 25-year-old who's going to be with the church for the next 50 years than a 70-year-old who's going to die. I mean, I hate to be abrasive about it, but that's what they're looking for, is people that are going to participate forever.
But if their problem is empty pews, though, I mean, if they don't have enough old people to fill, because if they're filling the place every Sunday, it's not going to matter. But if their problem is empty pews, mm-hmm. I don't think clearing out the old guys is going to bring in the young guys.
Well, I don't know. Is it? I mean, do young people... Yeah, I have a hard time believing that also, that the reason a 25-year-old is not going to church is because he's got to sit next to a 70-year-old. I don't think that's true. But this was a pretty extreme move, so they must, you know, there must be something to it, because this was a big step to take.
All right, where's the millennials?
So, yeah.
Get on the phone.
Let me tell you for a second more about what's going on with this church. And then, yes, I would like to hear from young people about what would get you to go to a church. What would get you, if you're not going right now, what would get you to do it?
And specifically, is being around a bunch of 80-year-olds enough to keep you out?
So the Cottage Grove Church, again, this is Cottage Grove United Methodist Church, is the product of a 2008 merger with a larger church. This one has struggled with membership and finances. So 7 years ago, Methodist officials said they would no longer pay for the minister. So the church switched to a lay ministry with weekly sermons by members. The church's attendance and finances have stabilized recently. This is a small church, with an average weekly attendance of only 25. Cottage Grove, the city, is growing quickly, and the Reverend Dan Wetterstrom, head of the two-location Grove Church, said the church should be growing with it. The Methodist regional body is kicking in $250,000 to restart the church. They've hired a specialist in starting new churches, a 30-year-old guy who moved to Cottage Grove with his wife and two kids for the relaunch in November. So they say the older members will not be physically barred from attending, but the expectation is that they won't. They said, we are asking them to let this happen. We are asking them to get out of the way and let this happen. It is so interesting.
And they're not, by the way. The parishioners are not responding well to this, and they're not just going quiet into that good night.
But do you want to go somewhere that you're not wanted? You know, they're not wanted in this church. And so you can be hurt about it and heartbroken, but do you want to keep going to a place where they don't want you?
Couple of things off of the text line that directly relate to this. And somebody, I would love a phone call from you, 3386, if you're available, because they texted in, the style of worship is different between a 20 and a 70-year-old, and neither wants to change. The tactics are wrong, but I see the issue. All right, what does that mean? When you talk about the style of worship, I mean, the Bible's been around for more than 50 years. So
Can I theorize a little bit,
yeah,
what we're
please.
Talking about?
But I would love a phone call, too. Just to explain that.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, and feel free to text or feel free to add on. My impression, the only thing I can read into that, is that young people maybe want a less preachy service. They want a message that speaks to them more.
Okay.
That is more relatable. And
inspiring.
And I think of it because I know several churches in Kansas City that do that. In fact, there are a couple of really big congregations. Adam Hamilton's pretty good for that. You know, there are a few pastors that we have here that are just, they're funny. And they're not, you know, it's not a sermony, you know, it's more of a, hey, here's a story. And then there's a religious message in it, but here's just a story about life that's relatable to everybody. I'm totally theorizing. Music might be part of it.
That makes sense.
You know, yeah. Whether they want more or less music. You know, sometimes Catholic masses can go really long. Maybe they don't have that kind of time and they don't want to be involved in that. But modern is the word that's coming to mind, or contemporary.
The priest at my high school was like an angry Barney Rubble. But yeah, so I see what you mean there about, you know, making it a little bit more friendly. But why don't you start there? Instead of kicking out the old people, why don't you just start by, you know, forget whether they want to or not. Modernize the service.
Do it and don't ask them.
Right. Don't ask them. And then
if they leave on their own.
And exactly. And that way you don't have to ask them to leave. You don't have to look like a jerk for doing what they're doing. But as much as we were talking earlier about the idea that the problem isn't old people around, maybe it is. Because the text that came in right after that says no boomers allowed. Think about that for a minute. And think about the whole okay boomer thing for a sec. And realize that's exactly the split we're talking about. 20s versus 70s right now.
Yeah.
And maybe it is.
Yeah. Again, they must have asked someone before they took this step to clear out the old people. Someone must have told them this is what, or there's interest in the community. Somebody must have gone to them and said, I would go to your church, but these old fuddy-duddies are bringing me down. And again, money, right? And somebody asked, you know, don't old people sometimes, I'm sorry, I'm using the term old people. It's not very nice. Older people would donate money to the church in their wills, perhaps. And so you don't want to kick them out Because they, you know, that's money you could be getting on the back end, you know?
Money
or do you want
end.
Yes, on the back end.
No, you're absolutely
you know
right.
What
it's
I mean?
Just funny to say
do you
that
want
way,
it up front over 50 years? Get the 25-year-old that's gonna donate $1,000 a year over 50 years,
or go after the big prize.
Or do you want do you want the big donation after the guy dies? You know, things are always about money. It always comes down to money. All right, we're getting some of your calls here. Let's see, Trevor, we can take this call before a break.
Hello, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, hey. What's up?
Hey, I don't necessarily think it's actually an age thing. You know, I'm 28 years old, and what I've always found when I went to a church or, you know, looking for a church home was absolutely the boomer versus millennial kind of argument in regards to the fact that there's almost a, or at least where I've always been to a church, there's always been a sense of judgment from the older crowd on the younger people. Now, I know that that's not always the case, but the differences in lifestyles, arts, choices that we make versus that generation, the 50, 60, 70-year-old generation, has always led to what always felt like judgment towards me and my family and people my age.
Interesting.
So you actually don't feel welcome?
Some of the churches that I have attended, I don't feel welcome. Kind of like an outsider. They truly made you feel like an outsider, like, yeah, you're not a part of the group, you weren't a part of the community, we really don't like you, kind of mentality, to be honest with you. Ended up finding the right one, but it was a very modern church with a younger pastor that preached inclusivity and wanted people to come and attend, not just because you were a young person, but genuinely accepted everybody that came in the building and with love.
Trevor, can I ask a question real fast, and then we'll go to the break here? Can you quantify for me what being more welcoming would look like? You know, what have they done to make you feel unwelcome? And what does you know what I mean? I'm looking for the actions here because I think other people can relate to what you're saying.
So in regards to, do you remember back in high school, there's always little cliques
right.
in your high school. You had your jocks, you had your nerds, your academics, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but it's not like there was almost a clique. Like, if you didn't have a specific name or you weren't from a named family in that town, specifically somebody with higher standing, and you attended that church, you know, there would be always be a couple people from the church in that age group that would come over and talk to you and say hi, but the majority of that church would ignore you. You know, the conversation, that sense of being home or being amongst family didn't exist for them with you, and the conversation, whether, you know, of, you know, biblical standpoints or anything like that, didn't exist with them. There was no communication. There was no sense of family there. And they didn't make an attempt to talk to you or you include you. Of course, you were welcome at any of the services or a meal like some of the churches did. But the chance to sit down and talk to somebody or get to know somebody or talk about that day's sermon just didn't exist.
That's right. Too bad.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Trevor, for the insight. We really appreciate it. Larry, Jeremy, hang on the line here. We'll get to your calls out of the gate coming up next. It's 10:48 here on KMBZ. We'll get you another keyword to cash coming up just before 11 o'clock. Let's go straight back to the phones.
Yeah, let's do that, because Jeremy is with us from Merriam. He's the texter that we talked about earlier, talking about how the styles of worship are different. Jeremy, thanks for making the shout.
Not a problem. I enjoy calling in. Been listening since I moved to state.
Thank you very much for that. So tell us about it. What did you mean when you say the styles of worship are different between somebody in their 20s and 70s?
Well, you really kind of followed up on it right after that with the fact that if you look at your churches, your more modern churches, your younger churches that are trying to attract your 20 to 30-year-old young families, right down to the music, you're going to have somebody up. You're not going to have your organs up there, your pianos. You're going to have a keyboard. You're going to have guitars and drums up there. The music's going to be more upbeat. They're not singing the 200-year-old hymns that are sitting in the book collecting dust on the back of the pew in your older churches. And a lot of your 70-year-olds, same with any music, any worship, you know, it doesn't matter if you get someone who's 70, 80 years old, they want to listen to, Hank Williams, not Keith Urban.
Right. Right. I, you know,
and
I
it's
wonder.
The same thing with worship.
I would bet, though, and as much as I think you're right about that, and but I would bet that somebody in their 70s would have an easier time adjusting to a newer mass or a newer worship service than somebody in their 20s would have adjusting to an older one.
That's a question. I don't know. Yeah, you would think so. But I don't know how much older people are going to adjust to something younger either.
Not everybody,
and that's
obviously.
Part of it. Some of them are going to adjust. I mean, I've got a grandfather, 98 years old, and runs internet like he was born into it.
Right.
Okay. But my grandmother, on the other hand, if it's anything more than that rotary phone, she wants nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have the same thing. But if you've got a congregation, I believe you said they had 25 individuals.
Yes, currently.
How much of that are you thinking is actually going to be open to change? Because when you have 25 people, that's 25 people who know each other deeply, intimately. They want to stick together. Are they really going to open to a massive change of their life, their worship, if it means expanding?
Right, just upending it on a dime. It's a good point. Thanks, Jeremy.
But that was my thought.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, you know, a couple of things, again, are coming in on the text line, because there's a problem, I think, between recognizing a reality and idealizing what you would want to have happen. Because
right.
a lot of people have mentioned, you know, you have older members of the church for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's the wisdom that goes along with age. They can
right.
help explain some of this and put it in perspective. Ideally, yes, absolutely. But we heard earlier from the guy who was in his 20s who said, the 70-year-olds don't want to talk to me.
Right. I also think, are young people more likely to be active in the church and do the mission trips and do the community service? And now you could argue that older people have the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're retired. But when it comes to just really getting involved and having the fresh ideas and moving the church forward, that's part of what that young blood does, is just that excitement about it. And
the energy.
Yeah. And just the... how do we reach new people and what do we do and that kind of stuff?
I know young people who do, but it's not a lot of them.
Right. But are they more likely to come into it new and fresh and ready to go than some of the older members? It's just a really interesting approach out of Minnesota that they're just telling the old people to stay home.
And they knew, I'm sure that they had to know, that this was not going to be taken well by a
right.
lot of people, but they've just decided. And I mean, in terms of the legality of this, because a lot of people are bringing up ageism and how can they do this? They're a church.
They can do whatever they want.
Yes, that's exactly how. And yes, legally, can they do this? Yes, they can.
Yeah.